Some people are worried about the U.S. debt ceiling. Investors, not so much.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now to the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Finance ministers from the group of G20 developed nations are meeting in Washington today, including Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, who keeps pushing the Obama administration's confidence that the U.S. Congress will raise the nation's debt ceiling. That's despite calls from some Republican House members to cut spending even more before they sign on. And yet, in spite of all the gridlock in Washington, there is no sign, at least for now, that foreign investors have lost faith in the U.S. Here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
There may be a crisis in Washington, but financial markets are calm. There may be no agreement to raise the debt ceiling. There may even be talk of default as early as July, but investors remain unruffled. Neil McKinnon of VTP Capital Group says that's because we've been here before.
Over the years, there has been these instances where the debt ceiling has been in danger of being breached, but there has been a resolution at the very last minute to avoid that.
And, says McKinnon, even if the debt ceiling is not raised, the government can still pay its way by selling its substantial stock of Treasury bills. But he says there's no doubt that if the U.S. doesn't begin to get its huge budget deficit under control in the medium term, investors will take fright and dump the dollar. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Japanese government today ordered Tokyo Electric Power, or TEPCO, to pay families who were affected by the utility's crippled and radiation-leaking Fukushima nuclear plant. The BBC's Roland Burke is with us now from Tokyo with the latest on that story. Hi, Roland.
Hi, Steve.
So how much will the victims get?
The payment is $12,000 per household, per family. And the people who are going to get it are those whose homes were within 12 miles of the plant. Those are people who were ordered to evacuate. And those whose homes are between 12 and 19 miles away from the plant. That's what's been called here the stay inside zone. But of course, many of those people are in evacuation centres. They don't know if they'll ever be able to go home. They're not just lost where they live. They've lost their businesses and their jobs as well.
And how much will TEPCO be paying total, Roland?
Well, the total is about 50 billion yen, which is around $600 million. But this is really the tip of the iceberg. This is a company that faces enormous compensation bills in the coming months. One estimate has put it at around $24 billion.
How do you figure out the math on accidents like these? Is there a formula?
I think the problem and the reason why survivors are annoyed is that so far there hasn't been any mass. They're getting a flat payment. And I think their concern is that there's no sign at the moment that they can see that the mass is being done.
The BBC's Roland Burke in Tokyo. Roland, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. The stocks in Europe are mostly higher right now, but Asian markets lost a little ground after China reported higher inflation. Moody's cut Ireland's debt rating today by two notches to just above junk status. Wall Street yesterday, the Nasdaq lost a point. The Dow added 14 points to end the day at 12,285.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
This week, Florida GOP Congressman Cliff Stearns introduced an updated online privacy bill that would require companies to disclose how they'll use personal information. Well, some tech firms aren't waiting for new laws to be enacted. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple is just the latest to add a do not track tool to its Safari internet browser. John Moe is host of Marketplace Tech Report. He's with us now to talk about it. Morning, John.
Hi, Steve.
So how does a do not track option help me?
Well, it blocks advertisers from tracking you as you go around the internet looking at things, maybe buying things. Not being tracked, it's a privacy thing more than anything. You're stopping them from building a big profile of you that they can then use to sell you more stuff. And of course, the only way it actually does help you is if you switch it on, and most people never will.
Apple seems like just the latest company to add this to their browser. Why has this become such a sought-after feature?
It really started heating up late last year. That's when the Federal Trade Commission came out and said all browsers should have this feature. And everybody took that should to mean eventually they're going to be required to have that feature. So everybody started getting on it right away. Microsoft was the first to get on it. Mozilla followed suit with Firefox. Google offered an extension for Chrome, a little thing you could download to add to Chrome. And now here comes Apple putting it in the next big version of Safari.
And Google isn't making it very easy, though, to do this do not track, right?
The cynical approach, of course, is Google makes mountains of money, Mount Everest's full of dollar bills that they can roll in off of advertising and knowledge working together. That's the Google business model. So to make tracking harder cuts into that, and, you know, why do you cut into your cash flow? But if you're in a competitive marketplace like browsers, you don't want to be seen as the browser that is lax on privacy or lax on security. So eventually that is going to override everything, I think.
Is this, John, part of any broader push, do you think, like as far as legislation goes in the Congress right now?
Yeah, it's a big topic in Washington. John Kerry and John McCain joined forces to introduce a bill in the Senate about privacy. And, you know, it's an easy political win, too. Protect your privacy. I'm the guy that did that. So, yeah, everybody's getting on board.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks.
And finally, chances are you've heard this guy.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
But you won't be seeing as much of Paul Marcarelli on television commercials anymore. The so-called Verizon test man told The Atlantic Monthly the wireless carrier is going a different route in its next ad campaign. Marcarelli is still under contract with Verizon, so they haven't dropped his call just yet. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org and on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Earthquake, tsunami, economy.
Even before the earthquake, prices were falling because of the competition from China. Now we're even less sure about what will happen to our company.
I'm Kai Rizdal, because Japan just doesn't have enough to worry about. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.